Two of the big developments in Philadelphia this week impact listeners well beyond our region. I'm Dave Heller, and this is Newsworks Tonight. 11-term Congressman Shaka Fatah faces federal corruption charges, and plans continue in advance of the papal visit during the last weekend of September. Joining me on this Friday's Reporters Roundtable are reporters Dave Davies and Katie Colinari. Dave, let's start with you. You've been following this Shaka Fatah 85-page indictment. Lots of details. How does it move forward next?
Well, Fatah and his co-defendants will have court appearances probably next week, at which they will presumably enter not guilty pleas. And I will be looking at, in particular, the three co-defendants that are involved, allegedly involved with Fatah in this complicated set of transactions to repay $600,000 of an illegal campaign loan using charitable and federal funds. If you look at the indictment, there's not that much detail about Fatah being directly involved and directly apprised of these transactions. The feds may have more information than is in the indictment, but I am certain that the authorities would like to get some of those three co-defendants, alleged co-conspirators, to come in, plead guilty, and cooperate. And the general rule in these things is if you're part of a conspiracy, the first person to come and plead gets the best deal.
Nonetheless, Fatah says he will continue to serve. This could take quite a long time. He is a powerful congressman at this point, serving for some two decades, and it's meant a lot for Philadelphia. What kind of vacuum would this leave for the city?
Well, you're right. It is big. I mean, Congress is an institution where seniority really matters on all kinds of things, on influence on legislation and funding. So that will be a loss to the city. But you're right. There's a huge political hole here. And I know for a fact that there's already a poll being conducted about voter preferences on a potential replacement. Names like Michael Nutter being floated, Vincent Hughes, the state senator, many, many others. And I think it's anticipated that assuming Fatah continues to fight this, as he promises to do, that next April, when he's up for re-election, he will have opposition in the Democratic primary.
Perhaps as well known as Shaka Fatah are Sam Katz and Bill Green, and both of them collectively were in the news also this week.
Right. This was sort of a stillborn effort to create a viable third-party movement in Philadelphia. Bill Green, the former city councilman, current member of the School Reform Commission, wanted Katz to join him in running for city council as independents this fall. Green felt that if they were together, they would have a better chance of winning and better chance of having an impact, creating kind of a critical mass of independent policy thinking in city council.
And Katz was at least intrigued.
He was intrigued. In the end, he decided at this point in his life, it doesn't make sense. Green wasn't going to go without him.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies. And now let's get the latest on preparations for the papal visit. Katie Colinari, there is plenty of frustration among residents, business owners, even media types like us over the lack of information about logistics for the visit. What are people saying?
While many are excited for the papal visit, Dave, it's definitely causing a lot of anxiety. My colleague Erin Moselle actually talked this week to a pregnant woman who's going to deliver her baby in Center City. She's due the weekend that Pope Francis is here, and she wants to know if she's going to even be able to get to the hospital. One thing we absolutely know about the papal visit is that most of Center City is going to be blocked off to vehicular traffic. That is something that Mayor Nutter has actually confirmed at this point. And, you know, so for people who live in and around the area, folks are starting to wonder, how are we going to live our lives and do things like deliver our babies?
You have us thinking about hospital access. How about local businesses and universities?
I've talked to some people in the hotel industry, and while many might think, you know, this has to be a boon for anybody operating a hotel in Center City right now, there are a lot of logistical questions that they just can't answer. How are they going to get food services, food deliveries to these hotels? Employees, where are they going to stay if all these hotels are booked up with, you know, media being flown in from around the country to report on this event, with organizers for the event and with visitors coming to the city to see Pope Francis? So there's a lot of questions for them as well. Drexel announced today that they're rescheduling classes for the weekend of the papal visit. That's Friday to Sunday, the last weekend of September. But they're working to keep the university open for students who live here all the time. Here's Vice Provost Janet Fleetwood.
We have not yet made any announcements or decisions about whether or not the university will actually be closed. In fact, it probably won't be because we are committed to having, you know, the gym and the library and food services and lots of other things available for our students, especially those who live on campus.
Okay, so which entity is charged with ultimately answering all these logistical questions?
Ultimately, the Secret Service is in charge, Dave. Pope Francis is a head of state, Vatican City. It's a national special security event. The agency actually sent out a press release last night saying that Philadelphia will be open for business during the papal visit. They're not pressuring businesses to close, nor did they tell SEPTA to limit public transportation for the weekend, which it is doing very heavily. And that's also causing some anxiety.
Well, at least we do have some firmer sense of how these SEPTA special rail passes will roll out.
That's right. About 2 weeks ago now, the SEPTA website crashed because the demand was so high for these passes. There's only 175,000 of them available, and the website just, you know, completely shut down. So SEPTA suspended sales until they could come up with a new plan. Then this week, they came out with their new plan, which is that they're having an online lottery this coming Monday. It'll start at 12:01 a.m. and run for 24 hours. Everybody will have the same odds of getting up to 10 of these passes. They cost 10 bucks each. And then after that lottery is closed, SEPTA will notify the winners on August 6th, and then people will have 3 days to actually pay for their passes.
So trying to put this all together, where can listeners go to make better sense of all we've spoken about?
Well, first of all, the World Meeting of Families website has a lot of information, and so does our own website at newsworks.org. We've put together a frequently asked questions document that sort of lines out what we do know and what we don't know yet about the papal visit, and we're updating that regularly as more information leaks out and kind of putting that into context for people. And you can also get in touch with us if you have any questions of your own that you would like us to get answered for you.
Ideally, more and more entries in the What We Do Know column.
Ideally, yes.
Thanks, Katie.
Thank you, Dave.
WHYY's Katie Culinary on Reporters Roundtable.